Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. In just a moment, I'll explain exactly what this special weekend edition of Opinions Matter is all about. But before I do, I want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Hum Finance. Now, with Hum Finance, you can spread the cost of purchases up to €30,000 when buying online or in store from any of their retail partners. Now, they've loads of different retail partners across a whole range of industries like home, electrical, health and beauty, and much more besides. They will help help you manage your finances and make larger purchases more affordable. And with Hum, it's so simple. You can get approval through their website, shophum.com. In fact, go onto that website and have a look at all of the different types of businesses that they work with that you could finance a big ticket item purchase through. So once again, visit shophum.com, or you can apply directly in store in places like Easy Living Furniture, B&Q, DID Electrical, Harvey Norman, DFS. In fact, the list goes on and on and on as to the retail partners that Hum Finance work with. Now, Flexify Europe, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland, and we thank them sincerely for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. So, what exactly is Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version? As I said, this is episode number 22. No, it's not actually, it's number 22. This is episode number 23, and we do this every Saturday. We drop it at about 1 o'clock on a Saturday. So how we put this podcast together is quite simple, actually. Every day during the week, we broadcast our show live on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. And while we're waiting for the audience to build up before we get to our main topic of the day, myself and Jeremy, or from time to time, Katie, sit here in the studio and literally talk rubbish. We get stuff off our chest. We talk about the most random rubbish. And what you're about to hear is completely unedited. We literally chop it up. No editing done at all to what you're about to hear. It's called Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And as I said, this is episode number 23. On this episode, you will hear how we discovered during this week that Jeremy and I actually have something in common that we both dislike in good weather and on holidays. What is it? You'll find out in a moment. What dodgy character was Jeremy calling that he had to block his caller ID? I don't think I actually got the answer, but certainly gave it a try. And why, in fact, it's all about Jeremy this week, surprise, surprise, why he absolutely detests drag acts so much. Him, not me. Just to let you know. All that and much more on this latest episode of Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut and unedited version. And let's start last Tuesday.
This isn't going to make for a good podcast, by the way.
Why?
What I'm about to say, because as you guys know, if you listen to the podcast, some of the topics we do are serious and some are quite lighthearted. This mm-hmm. is a lighthearted chat we're having here. And it's not going to be very interesting because we both mentioned just before we went live here, about a particular subject, very controversial subject, and we both actually agree on it. So that's a very boring conversation.
Which one is that?
That we both hate the beach.
Oh, I hate the beach.
I hate the beach with a passion.
Oh, I can't stand the kip.
Stop taking my words out of my mouth.
No, no, can't stand it. Don't like it.
Yeah, I am the same. So myself, I don't even know how we ended up talking about it, but myself and Adrian both hate the beach. I cannot stand. It's my idea of hell.
Yeah, and me. I've always been like that.
I don't understand people. And actually, sorry, if there's somebody listening, is there anybody listening?
No, there's nobody listening, no.
No, but when we record this podcast, guys, we obviously have, it's interactive, people are messaging us. So rather than just messaging saying, how are you, good afternoon, fuck off. We actually want content from you guys. We don't care how you are, fuck off. Yeah, can I say that?
Yeah, you just did.
Yeah, fuck off. We want your feedback, yes? Feedback. And I just want you to answer, what's so great about the beach?
I can't give you an answer to that.
Because if you go anywhere on holidays, like Spain, and I'll tell you a funny story about that in a moment, guys. Not about Spain. There's nothing funny about Spain, but about the beach. If you go on holidays anywhere, the beaches are always packed. And I walk by them and I think to myself, that's...
What are those people doing?
They're like ants.
Yeah, what are you doing with your life?
Ants. What are those? What was that game that was out back in the day with all the little fellas that used to run around building things?
Little fellas building things.
Oh my god, it was a game. It was a computer game that was out in the 90s.
Crash Bandicoot.
No, he's a fox.
Oh, was he?
Boing. You know what Crash Bandicoot does? He spends his whole day smashing boxes.
Yeah, I know.
It's a great old gig.
It is a good gig. I wouldn't mind it myself.
Sorry?
I wouldn't mind it myself.
He literally goes around random boxes.
Yeah, literally smashing in somebody's box.
Smashing somebody's box. But sometimes he jumps on the box.
Yeah, I know.
And then other times, and I don't know if anybody can do this, sometimes he smashes boxes by doing a twirl.
Yeah.
So he'll go... And you'll smash the
anyway,
box.
We're getting off the point.
Smashing boxes is a good topic.
No, you agree. But let's go back to...
No, the game with the little fellas. There was millions of little fellas. And they used to go up there and down. And Darren says, was it The Sims? No, it wasn't The Sims. These were tiny little fellas. Ah, Aidan, you remember it.
My name isn't Aidan, for starters. But
maybe it should be.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Anyway, any time I walk along a beach... It's not Donkey Kong. What the hell is Donkey Kong? What's Donkey Kong?
That's a really old game.
Anyway, anytime I walk along a beach and I see thousands of people, is the game called Worms? No, there's no game called, or is this person telling us he has worms? I had worms when I was a teenager.
Did you?
Yeah.
Space Invaders.
Oh, that was... Boop, boop, boop. No, this was loads of little fellas and they were all running around and you had to build things with them. Doesn't matter. Move on.
Anyway, it comes back to the point about the beach. Yes.
Yeah, when I will drive by a beach and I see a beach and I see people on the beach, I just think, I hate you people. You're lickers.
Yeah, I don't get the beach. Mark says the beach is shite, overcrowded, sand flies, sand gets everywhere. Like I remember.
Now, is he saying that the sand actually flies or there's a thing on the beach called sand flies?
No, sand and flies.
I think he's saying there's
flies. I always remember my abiding memory of being a kid and going to British Bay in Wicklow, yeah?
Yeah.
Is eating sand because the sand to get into your sandwiches.
Yeah, but you were brought up there by the parish priest.
No, my mum and dad. But eating sand in your sandwiches,
thing I'm afraid of at the beach. You know the worm trails on the beach.
Oh yeah, I hate
you
them.
You know, you walk on the beach and it looks like it's worm, but
yeah,
it's
I hate them.
Well, it's a sandworm, isn't it, or something like that?
Yeah.
Lemmings is the name of the game.
Lemmings.
Yeah,
never heard of that game before.
Yep,
lemmings.
What were you doing in the 90s? Masturbating probably.
Oh, this thing? No.
Doesn't matter anyway. You're all like lemmings. Now, we asked about 5 minutes ago, and that's the game, yeah. Lemmings.
Oh, yeah.
You can get it on all platforms.
A little bit shite.
We asked you a few minutes ago. Amanda has just said, I love the beach. That's not good enough, man. You have to tell us why.
What is
good about the beach? Now, we don't care which beach it is. I've been to the nicest beaches in the world. I was on the beach where... Wilson! I was on that beach. Wilson!
Wilson's Beach?
I was on Wilson's Beach. Which is one of the nicest... Yeah.
Where is that?
Can't tell you.
What do you mean you can't tell me? I can just Google it.
It's in a very posh... Our listeners would never have heard of it. French Polynesia.
You were never in French Polynesia.
You don't even know that's a place.
I was there.
No, you weren't.
I was there on my honeymoon.
I was in French Polynesia.
You weren't.
Yes, I was in French Polynesia. I was on the Wilson Beach.
You were not.
Wilson!
You've never been to that side of the world.
I was on the island.
No, you weren't.
Although, according to some people, Tom Hanks was on a few islands. Nobody was.
What do you mean?
But some people believe that Tom Hanks visited a couple of islands.
Really?
Not just the Castaway Island.
Oh.
Yeah. You know the other movie he made where he was on an island? What was it called? Can't remember. Anyway, when I went for 2 weeks to French Polynesia, beautiful part of the world.
It was...
It's in Fiji.
It's a Fiji island. Yeah,
no.
That's not French Polynesia.
It is.
You've never been to Fiji.
Because
to go to Fiji, you'd have to go to Australia, and you've never been to Australia because you refused to go because they have a few snakes.
We did a stop-off.
You didn't.
I was on the Wilson
Beach. You weren't, I'm telling you.
Anyway, what is great about the beach? Here's Amanda who's been back. The air is great. The views are beautiful. And there's something calming about the beach. There's nothing calming about the beach.
I have to say, I do like a walk.
Have you ever been on Mussel Beach?
Mussel Beach?
I've been on Mussel Beach.
Where is that?
That's the beach where Baywatch was filmed.
In America somewhere?
No,
I was never there.
Okay,
no.
So I was on Mussel. You're going to tell me I wasn't there either.
No, I'm not going to tell you that.
I stood on David Hasselhoff's tower.
Did you own
this? You can't say that, girl. You can't. And if you want to feel like a piece of shit, go to Mussel Beach. So when I went to Mussel Beach, I was quite well built. It was
before you became a fat elf.
Yeah, remember I was buff.
Remember I was not buff. Really, no.
Yeah. Before my wedding, I was buff. I was quite buff. I had pecs and abs. And
what
all
went
that.
Wrong?
And I got married.
Oh, right.
And I went to Mussel Beach thinking I'm going to take off my top and I'm going to look like this shit. I'm going to look great. I took my top off and these lads walking by with no necks. You know the no neck things. Hey man, what can you bench? And I felt like absolute shit. I really did. But anyway, we went to York. This is going to make me sound like a bad man, bad parent. The only good thing about the beach. Oh God, I'd love to know what beach this is going on. Emma says the only good thing about the beach is the Chinese people giving you a massage. Can you get hand shandies on the beach now?
What?
Can you get a hand shandy on the beach?
No, it's a proper massage. None of that carry on.
It's not a proper massage.
Well, I actually got... I got a massage on a beach in Thailand years ago.
Yeah, that's okay, yeah.
And myself and my brother-in-law.
Oh,
yeah.
Brother-in-law, okay. And very
both
close.
Both of us got sunstroke from it.
Oh, you got a stroke, all right.
What? Sunstroke.
Was that the Thai person's name? Sun gave you a stroke? That was the person's name?
Yep.
How do you get a massage on the beach? And can I ask you a question, yeah? Where does the discharge go?
I don't know.
But you got it. What happens after you get a tug?
I didn't get a tug. I got a massage.
That's what.
And they used cooking oil massaging me.
In fairness,
I got sunstroke.
In fairness, you had to say that when your missus looked at the Revolut account and it said massage on the beach. That's what I'd say as well.
Like I said, I don't mind a walk along the beach. Say Port Marnock Beach here, yeah?
Yeah.
It's got firm sand.
Can you get a tug on Port Marnock?
No. I'd love to go for a walk along Port Marnock Beach. Yeah? It's lovely. Yeah. It really is. And the sea is out really far and whatever.
Yeah.
But lying down on a towel on a sandy beach is my idea of absolute hell.
Unless it's a woman called Sandy Beach.
If you know anybody called that.
There's a porn star called Sandy Beach.
Is there?
That's her name. Her actual name. Emma's been back on. I don't know if we can say where the beach is. Or you can get a hand shandy. Can we say it?
No.
Coralaco has a beach with Chinese people walking up and down giving you a massage. Now, I don't mean to be rude about this, okay? But there's nothing more painful than getting sand in your nether regions, is there?
No, it's horrible.
Sand under your foreskin.
And in your arse.
In your where?
In your arse.
What sort of massage would you be getting in your arse?
It's horrible. Horrible. I don't even like talking about sandy beaches because it's...
There's a lot of nice beaches on Caribbean cruise stops. Now, I've never been on a Caribbean cruise, so...
You were?
No.
What?
No, I wasn't.
You were?
No, wasn't. Never
you actually been. Went to one for your honeymoon.
Pics or it didn't happen.
I have pics.
Why would you have pics of my honeymoon?
There's reasons.
God, we had a lot of rumpty tumpty on that. Oh my God, did we watch? So when you can get a massage on the beach on Caribbean.
Yes, you can, and lots of, but they're all just normal massages.
I've never been on a cruise or the Caribbean. So
you have been on both.
So Coralaco Beach, you know where Coralaco Beach is? It's in Fuerteventura.
I know where it is.
Which is my favourite holiday destination.
The most boring of all the Canary Islands. Yep.
3 years in a row. Anyway, let me finish off by telling you this story. And it's going to make me sound like a bit of a prick of a parent. But I'm going to say it anyway, okay? So 4 years ago, we were coming out of COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
It's all a scam. COVID.
So they say.
It's all a scam. And our first holiday after COVID was to Mallorca. Now, as you know, I hate beaches. Can't stand them. So the kids, there are three kids, one of their grannies bought them buckets and spades. I said, fuck that. It's not going to happen on my watch.
So what did you do with the buckets and spades?
I cannot think of anything worse.
No, and me. And,
Daddy, build a sandcastle. No, football. I wouldn't say fuck off to my kids.
I've heard you.
Yes, I have done. So one of their grannies, God rest her, they're not dead, bought buckets and spades for the kids. And they went into the suitcase. So the night before...
Don't tell me you took them back out of the suitcase.
Abso-feckin-lutely, I did. Yeah. So the night before the holiday,
Accidentally took the...
Oh, no, deliberately. I deliberately took out all the buckets and spades out of the out of the suitcases and replace them with a couple of pairs of trousers that I wanted to wear for my holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So first day, the kids arrived at the and unpacked the bags. Do you live out of your suitcase or do you unpack the first day?
Well, no, I unpack straight away.
Some people that they just put the suitcase on the floor, open it, and they live out of it.
No.
That's council estate stuff.
They pack it away. Yeah,
don't do that. And they said, "Daddy, where's the bucket and spades?" So I faked a message on my phone from Ryanair to say that they'd been removed from the bags because they were a danger.
You did not.
You're dealing with kids here. The kids don't know what's allowed on a plane.
But why didn't you just say I took them out myself?
No. I blame Michael O'Leary. So I read the message and it was like, Ryanair does not allow dangerous items such as spades on a flight. Apologies for convenience. So they bought that story.
Okay,
anyway.
Yeah.
And then
did you not walk past a shop that had...
Didn't think that one through. So the second day... There's the shop. We're walking down, not the strip. I don't go to places where I have strips.
There's the shop.
There's a shop there.
Selling buckets and spades.
And the kids bought them with their own money. So what could I do? So I had to lie. I had to lie to my kids and tell them that there was no beach on the island where we were. Now we're in Mallorca. Just think about that. So we spent the next 10 days...
Looking for a beach?
No, we spent the next 10 days avoiding the beaches. So everywhere we went, we made sure that we were nowhere near the beach. And the kids were like, oh, this island is horrible. There's no beaches. That was fine. Got away with it, yeah? Day 10, we're flying home. Where does the plane fly? Over the beach. Literally the nicest beach in the world. What's the name of that place in Mallorca?
The north of the island there.
No. It's too posh. The middle.
The middle? There's a beach in the middle of the island.
That wouldn't make sense at all. Alcudia.
Yeah.
So the plane flies all over Alcudia and the kids are looking out the window and my daughter starts roaring crying, Daddy, you told me there was no beach and now there's a beach. And all the passengers are just... So to cut a very long story short, don't lie to your kids, just bring them to the beach for one day.
Welcome to Today's Opinions.
Thank you.
And it's nice to have you with us.
I met Adrian once on the number 9 bus. That's a random thing to
say. That's a very random thing to say, Carl.
There was a period of time, Carl, where Adrian was fond of bus travel.
Yeah, no,
there was the 2 to 4 years.
Oh, no, I do like bus travel.
No, but there was a period of time in your life, 2 to 4 years.
2 to 4 years?
Very specific. Remember that time in your life where you were just like, no, I'd prefer
the bus. I do like the bus, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm trying to tell the story.
There's no story to tell.
For a period of 2 to 4.
What are you shiting on about?
It was 4 years and I was for shit.
I'm putting you off now because you're talking over shite. No, goodbye. Goodbye. No. No story.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. And that's probably just as well.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
We're just looking at some of our listeners' profile pictures on WhatsApp.
And Michelle has a dog.
Which is a West Highland Terrier.
Is it though?
It is, yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay.
Hello.
What?
My family are in the veterinary business.
A West Highland Terrier?
It's a Westie. And Adrian's saying, oh, well, you can't have a dog as your profile picture.
No, it's a bit silly.
I don't know what Adrian's profile picture is on Facebook because I blocked him a couple of months ago. But I can tell you it's one of three things.
Okay, come on. Let's see, smart arse. Come on. Let's see. Do you know what my profile picture is on Facebook?
Come on, Facebook. Well, it's one of three things.
It's one of three things. Okay.
Now, you're going to be honest with me.
I will.
It's either your grandchild, you won't hear the end of that, Jesus.
It's me and my grandchild, is it?
It's either you and your grandchild.
Okay.
And this is the God honest truth. I'm not friends with him on Facebook or in real life or even on the show.
No, not even in this room.
Not even in this room. Amanda, I'm friends with you. Love you, hon.
That's a bit creepy.
Sorry.
That's a little bit creepy. Love you, hon.
Oh, sorry, why did I do that? It's my ADHD.
Amanda,
it's my ADHD. I blame that on everything.
Love you, hon.
Sorry, Amanda. You're
old enough to be your dad.
Move on. Granddad, probably.
Yeah.
So it's either one or two things.
By the way, Michelle, you said you know dogs. It's a shih tzu.
No, it's not. I was there last week and they've great animals there. It's a brilliant zoo.
God.
Now, the food's a bit pricey in the Meerkat restaurant.
Hang on. Oh. Hello? Hello. 1998 is on the phone. You cracked that joke first.
Oh,
then.
Geez, can I talk to 1998? Yeah. That was the last time I was successful.
Yeah,
I was actually
that's the point.
I was a big deal.
You were cracking jokes like that back in 1998.
Doing a show with your man Chris Barry, and
it was a shih tzu, and you cracked that joke. Yeah. But you've been doing it ever since.
No, it's actually a great zoo.
It is brilliant.
Although I have to say, the African plains is too far. It's too much. When we do the zoo, we skip the African plains.
That's the best part of
no,
the zoo.
No, we don't. No, we just do the flamencos.
Like, how exciting can they be?
Oh, flamenco's a dance, isn't it?
Yeah, no, flamingos. Flamingos.
It's a different word, isn't
it? Yes, okay. Yeah.
Well, no, we do flamenco as well.
Anyway, sorry, where were we?
Did you know, by the way?
No, stop.
We're hopping from Billy to Jackie.
Yeah, no, I want to deal with Billy.
This is a fact, and I can prove it to every single one of you listening to this podcast right now. Do you know, when you do the flamenco dance, you go... That's flamenco music, yeah?
Okay, yeah. What about it?
Did you know the only nationality in the world, race, if you will, that can click two fingers at the same time are Hispanics?
They can click two fingers at the same time?
Yeah. Hola, monsieur. No, monsieur isn't Latino.
Well, can you not click two fingers at the same time?
Hola, hombre.
Look.
Oh. No, I looked that up and it said that... Whatever gene Hispanics have. So if you're Hispanic.
But I look Hispanic?
No. Spa, maybe, not Hispanic.
No, look. Why can you not do that?
No, so you must have. So they say that it comes down from back in the dark ages when Hispanics, like Mexicans, Spanish, Portuguese, Uruguayans.
What about them?
Because they do that, but they can do it with both fingers.
Yeah, so can I.
I can't do anything with my right hand.
Really?
Yeah.
Look. Perfect.
Left hand? No, I saw you hear it.
Right hand?
I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
What hand do you masturbate with? What click in your fingers?
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
I've known you 30 years and that's the first time I've seen you...
Click my fingers?
No, it's the first time I've seen you do anything competitive and win. Literally, there's only one thing that man is good at. Your claim to fame...
Can we get back to the profile picture?
No,
you seem to know what my profile picture
I'm saying
is.
Adrian's,
so one, me and my grandchild.
Yeah, Adrian's profile is either him and his grandchild.
Yeah, okay, so what is my profile picture then?
Or
yeah,
a cruise ship.
Or a cruise ship, okay, yeah.
Or, and I, my money's on this one. On this one.
Yeah, go on.
Hill 16 for a Dublin match.
Wrong on all counts.
Oh, you have to change it, though, since I blocked you. You changed it since I blocked you.
No, wrong on all counts.
So it's not Hill 16.
No.
Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
It's a picture of a passport and a pint at the bar at the airport. Those people are wankers.
No, it's not that either.
Wankers.
No. You're totally wrong.
Checking in at the bar at the airport.
No. Oh. So you think you know me. You think you know me, do you?
You don't even know me.
You don't even know me. You think you know me, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll show you my profile.
Just tell me what it is.
Save
the listeners.
But you won't believe me. Yeah.
Oh, it's not your dog, is it?
No, it's not the dog. No.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I can't make fun of that.
No, I know you can't.
Ah, you fucker. That's not fair. That's not a fair game. I literally can't make fun of that.
No, you literally can't.
The photograph he has, I can't say what it is for legal reasons.
Well, you can. It's me and my mum.
And GDPR.
It's me and my mother.
But I can't. I can't.
Yeah. There you go. So you don't know me that well.
But so much I want to say.
Yeah, say away.
And slag.
Why?
Because it wouldn't be appropriate to slag your mother.
No, it wouldn't. You're right.
Very, very fond of your mother.
Yeah. There you go. It's a photograph of me and my mum. So. Sorry about that.
You recently changed it.
I didn't.
That was a fucking cruise ship for about 10 years. Yes, it was. Symphony of the Seas or something.
Oh, why?
Like that.
Why? I have a question to ask you.
Yeah.
When we were on our way out here, you rang me and it was on... unknown number or private caller.
Actually a better discussion now here after.
But no, I want to know why you had your number on private. That's my key question. Because I don't normally answer private numbers.
I can't go into that, but I was ringing a business that might be a bit... Okay, hang on.
You blocked your caller ID.
I have to be very careful.
You blocked your caller ID for what reason?
I have to be very careful. Because I was ringing... Am I going to America this year? I'll be stopped going to America if I admit this.
Okay, you were ringing dubious company.
Yeah.
Or a dubious individual.
Okay, I was ringing an individual. You know why my caller ID is off. Stop trying. You're like the police that interrogate people. You're just waiting for me to trip myself up.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Oh, if I go down, you go down with me.
You were ringing a dubious individual.
No, I wouldn't call him dubious. He's a very nice fella.
Okay. You're ringing a very nice fella.
Can I just say,
yeah.
If I go down, Literally, I'll drag you down with me. We'll be in the same cell. We'll be doing Opinions Matter from...
So you were ringing a dubious character.
No, he's not dubious. He's a nice fella.
Okay.
I've never met him, per se.
Okay. Does this individual provide dubious services?
No, I wouldn't use... Well, I don't know what dubious means, so, but...
Dodgy.
No, there's nothing dodgy.
No, nothing.
Nothing dodgy. What do you mean by dodgy? Is he my dealer? Is that what you said?
Okay, you said he's not a bad... He's a nice guy. Yeah,
oh, he's a very nice guy.
So why would you block your number ringing him if you like the fella?
Because some people may not approve of me talking to this man. Stop, would you?
Why? Is he a criminal?
A criminal?
Yeah.
Well, that's a loose term. What's a criminal?
Has he done time in prison?
I was at the cinema last week.
Yeah.
Yeah? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
I was at the cinema last week. And I got the pick and mix before the cinema because I like pick and mix. Yeah?
Yeah.
Always go for the American hard gums.
Yeah, go on.
And from walking from the pick and mix counter over to the till where they weigh the sweets, I ate about 5 American hard gums. Am I a criminal?
I want to know, though. I want to know why you blocked...
But what's a criminal in this day and age?
Why did you block your number ringing this individual who appears to be providing... dubious services?
No, it's not dubious. It's great services.
Oh, it's a great service. Okay, so if he's a nice fella...
Can we just...
No. If he's a nice fella and he's providing a great service...
I've never met him.
You've never met him? But why would you possibly block your phone number?
Well, when I say I haven't met him, you may have left things in places for me and I've picked them up.
Oh, right. That's very interesting. What sorts of things?
Items.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right, sorry, Diane. Diane, I'm just trying to find out. I want to know why people switch off their caller ID. Jeremy rang me earlier on. His caller ID was blocked. I just answered it because I knew full well it was you, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
But normally I don't answer private numbers on my phone. Never. Have you switched it back on again?
No.
Or are you still conversing with this dubious individual?
So the service that...
Yeah.
Jesus, I've been on trial here.
You haven't answered any questions.
Because I'm a very good witness. The service... No, not service. The thing he wants to give me...
Okay.
He can't give me at the moment, so he's going to ring me later on. So I just actually need to keep my...
So does he have your number? How's he going to ring you later on if he doesn't have your number because you blocked your caller ID? In other words, what I'm getting here is you don't want other people to know that you rang this individual.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because he's providing very dodgy services.
No, there's nothing dodgy about it. It's a great service. No, not service. Providing materials.
Materials?
Stop.
What, like hammers?
No,
and
just move on. You know the way when I bring you down a path you don't want to go, you always say, hey, let's go, and you turn on the music and turn off the mics.
Yeah.
I can't do that because I can't reach the mics. Sorry, before we do move on, can I just say one thing? By the way, if he does ring, I'll have to... Well, he or she, let's not...
Well, no, we've narrowed it down to a he.
Let's not pick a gender here.
What?
Let's not pick... Could be a man.
Oh, so it's a woman providing dodgy services.
That sounds worse.
Okay. Yeah, it does.
No, it's not a service. Items.
Providing items.
Goods. Perishable goods.
What, you're buying cabbages off them?
Sorry, can I just say before we go on, ladies and gentlemen, this is on a very serious note, and I don't want to get serious here, but I'm very, very annoyed.
About?
And there's something happening in Ireland at the moment that I need to talk about.
Oh, Davin. Davin could be onto something here.
What's he?
Darren, read Davin's comment there on Facebook.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what that is. Anyway, there's something that's happening in Ireland at the moment that I want to talk about. It's very serious. A lot of people are engaging in this, and I think protests are on the way. I think there's going to be protests.
Okay, go on, explain.
And legal issues going on about it. And Gardaí are going to be notified because this country, what's happening in this country at the moment is, it boils my...
Would you just spit it out?
And I witnessed, well, I have to tell you how annoying, and I witnessed it yesterday, and I wanted to ring the guards there and then. I was so tempted to ring the guards over what happened. And I think it's time we had a revolution to stop this. I think Ireland needs a revolution. So I was driving by Marley Park yesterday on the way home from here, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I was driving by Marley Park where there was a gig on. Doesn't matter who the gig was, because if you're listening to this podcast in a year...
Could be anybody.
Could be a different artist. Could be someone we haven't even heard of yet. I mean, 2 years ago, did you know who Sabrina Carpenter was?
No, I didn't.
You still don't?
Do you know who your man is that was in the Phoenix Park?
Don't know, but loads of my friends went to the gig.
Oh, jeez, yeah. I never even heard of him.
Anyway, there was thousands and probably tens of thousands of people going to Marley Park wearing Stetson hats and it has to stop.
Right.
It's a virus.
Stetson hats.
Stetson hats.
They were going to your man's gig.
Whose gig?
Phoenix Park, man.
Well, then they were in the wrong bloody venue. They were at Marley Park.
Well, obviously, it was a country gig. Why? It was obviously a country act.
Why is this happening? Why is this happening?
What is wrong? The whole of the Phoenix Park, everybody had bloody Stetsons on the other day.
But why?
Because your man, what's his name? What's that fella's name?
Benson Boone.
Not Benson Boone, no. Is that the only name you know?
I know lots of people. Chapel Road.
No, your man who did the country gigs in the Phoenix Park
Bruno
three nights in a row.
Bruno Mars.
Bruno doesn't do country.
Sonny Knowles.
No. Well, what's his name?
I don't know. No, this was Marley Park I was in anyway. What's your woman's name that was playing in Marley Park?
I don't know. Oh, Zach Bryan is the country fella that was in the Phoenix Park, yeah?
Sounds like he's from Cabra. Zach from Cabra.
He's 29.
But why are you wearing stop now?
Because it's a country music gig.
It just has to... No, but this gig that was on in...
Marley.
Sorry, Jamie, one of our listeners who's in Kansas, which is a state in the Midwest, has said, stop, Jeremy, if you live in Kansas, you can't go 5 feet without wearing... Jamie, that's fucking fine, pardon my French. You would expect to see that in Kansas, not in Dublin 16. Why were they wearing Stetson hats?
They were going to a country gig, obviously. That's my answer.
No, it wasn't. It was your woman that was playing.
Who?
Olivia Rodriguez. What's her name? Rodrigo.
Yeah, her, yeah.
She's not country.
Maybe they were going to get the bus to get to the Phoenix Park.
No, but it doesn't matter who the artist is. Even if you're going to see Dolly feckin' Parton.
You'd definitely wear a Stetson.
But that I couldn't... But why? Why wear a Stetson?
Because you're going to a country gig.
But you're in Dublin.
I went to see Nathan Carter last year. Everyone had a cowboy hat on.
I'd say you did as well.
I did. Great artist.
You're such
great artist. Going to see him again this
you're
year.
Such a wanker.
Swords Castle. Brilliant gig.
You're
brilliant
literally
gig.
A wanker.
And just to annoy you, I'm going to get a Stetson.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's mainly ladies and possibly effeminate men like Adrian who wear Stetsons at gigs. But the madness had to end. It looks bloody stupid. And I saw they were outside Marley Park and they had their Stetsons on and they were with their hands, they were doing pretend lasso. No, you know those lasso things?
Yeah.
Where you swing your hand around? You didn't even have a lasso in your hand, you tools.
I actually have a Stetson at home.
Oh no, I have a Stetson at home as well, but I wear it in the bedroom.
Hmm?
I have an Indiana Jones hat.
Oh, there's me with my Stetson on. Look. Oh. Yeah.
Anyway, just if you...
Everybody, wear a Stetson.
If you're going to see a country, I've no problem with that. If you're going to see a country act, okay. Mm. Yeah.
And I'm assuming that's why they were all rocking up to Marley Park. I don't know who's on Marley Park.
I told
Park.
You, Olivia
Rodriguez.
Rodriguez or Rodrigo?
Yeah, does she not do some country songs? No,
no? She doesn't. No. Rodrigo is the woman's name.
Yeah, her. Yeah.
Oh God, I should have gone to that gig.
Why? You creepy old man.
What?
You creepy, pervy old man.
Sorry, what?
Ooh, you do the gun name.
No, all her songs.
Ah, look at her. She's gorgeous.
Ah, will you buy us a cup of coffee, Olivia? Buy us a cup of coffee. No, I'm just saying, no, I know her songs. I didn't realise it. You know Vampire?
No, that's not what you were looking at the photograph of her on your computer there.
No, she's 23 years old.
Yeah, I know. Young enough to be your great-granddaughter.
She's 10 years younger than me. Anyway, stop wearing Stetsons, please.
Big debates from the serious... to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Big purchase on your mind? With Humm, you don't have to put it off because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophumm.com and start shopping smarter. Humm, more life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Humm, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Just before we recorded, myself and Adrian were talking. Adrian hates drag queens, by the way.
I never said that.
Oh, you did, yeah.
That was you that said that.
Yeah, you said you'd rather shit in your hands and clap.
I didn't actually say that.
Oh, you did.
Love drag acts.
I don't. I just found out that the 5-star deluxe hotel that we're staying in for our summer holidays this year, on Tuesdays, it does a drag show. Now, can I just say...
So what's your issue?
I'm not one of these weirdos that thinks that kids shouldn't be brought to drag shows or anything like that, and that they're trying to pervert their kids. That's all nonsense.
Yeah.
That's not where I'm coming from. I just find them old hat.
Old hat.
Old hat. I would put bingo and drag queens in the same thing.
I know, bingo's a modern thing.
No, it's not.
Bingo's not Elbans anymore.
Okay, then embroidery.
Embroidery, yeah.
That's, embroidery,
yeah, yeah.
So I would put embroidery and breakdancing and drag queens.
Breakdancing?
Yeah, it's the stuff you did back in the 80s.
Who does breakdancing?
Nobody, that's my point. It died. Well, as soon as 1989 came in, yeah?
Yeah.
Anybody who's a breakdancer said...
Enough of this.
Enough of this, I'm not...
I look like a fool.
I look like a fool. Yeah. Rolling around on the ground like a turtle on a shell. Like, what was even a breakdancing song back in the day? Was there breakdance? No, because I was born in 88. So I...
88 you were born?
Yeah, the year that... the year that Ireland played in the Euros.
So you're...
Don't worry about the maths.
You're 36.
Don't worry about the maths, man.
Jesus, can I just tell you, you're not aging well if you're 36.
Well, there you go.
Let's have a close-up look.
That's a podcast.
For people who are watching the live show, yeah, you've not aged if you're only 36.
I am only 36. So anyway, I bypassed the whole breakdancing fad.
Yeah, craze, yeah.
Of the 80s, because I was born in 88.
You were born in the 80s.
Yes, I was. So, was there such a thing as... Does anybody know, was there such a thing as a breakdancing song?
Yeah, there's loads, yeah.
Like what? Can name one. But I'm Googling. And name me a breakdancing song. Oh, is it? Can't touch this.
That wouldn't be a breakdancing song.
Okay, that wouldn't be a breakdancing song.
No.
Okay. Did anybody do breakdancing? Now, you were around in the 80s.
It wasn't a huge thing here. It was a huge thing in America, yeah?
Now, without sounding racist, was it black people?
Not exclusively.
No. Because black people are good dancers.
They are. Not to be stereotypical or anything.
No, but they are. Black people have
rhythm.
Have rhythm.
Yeah.
I don't have rhythm. Yeah?
Right.
So I'll never be able to breakdance. But give me one breakdancing song. God. This falls flat on its face.
It really is, isn't it?
I'll get back to the... I will
think of one.
There has to be one that you can breakdance to. Okay, we'll come back to that. If anybody knows of a breakdancing tune that we can play a bit of, please let us know. We'll come back to that in a second. Any song?
I can't find any, no.
No, but you were around... I wasn't even around in 88, so I was two.
You weren't around in 1988.
I was two.
Again, I just go onto that camera. You look really bad for 36.
Well, there you go.
You look woeful.
I was 2 years of age when Ireland played in Italia 90.
You were two.
And the reason I know that is because my mum said that she put me in the pram watching Paddy Bonner in Italia 90, and I was in my pram with my doody in my mouth, 1990. So
you actually believe that, don't you?
What do you mean you believe? It's facts.
You know the way some people, they tell a lie about themselves, or, you know, a little white lie. But you lie so often about this fact. You actually believe you were two in Italia 90.
Like, facts don't care about your feelings.
No. But you weren't two in 1990.
We'll get back to that. If someone can tell us one song that I can break down to, and what I will do is... Then what I will do is I will do a video up and put it online of myself and Adrian trying to breakdance. Don't you just move your hands and stuff like that? It's like you're having a stroke.
What?
Remember you had a stroke?
I never had a stroke.
Ah, you did. You had a mini stroke or something like that, didn't you?
No, there's nothing wrong with me.
Ah, you're on the verge of stroke.
Pop, 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 pop.
Sorry. You're high. What's that called?
What?
When you're close to it, I'd say. You're very high blood pressure.
I do.
Look at your chest. It's all red.
Nothing wrong with my blood pressure.
Get your blood pressure sorted.
I have it sorted.
No, I don't think you do.
Here. I've just gotten a message on my phone here. It's from Revenue.
Revenue?
Yeah, Revenue.
Is it for me?
No,
it wouldn't rang me directly.
Pre-approved 2024 tax credit repayment cannot be processed. Please follow this link and update your payment details.
It's a scam. As if you're going to.
Like, who do these...
Yeah, because if you knew Adrian, you'd know he hasn't paid the tax since 1996.
95, actually.
95, great year, that was a great... Anyway, sorry, I'll get back to the drag queen.
Yeah.
Drag queens are big. Like, even Paul O'Grady, he doesn't dress in drag anymore.
Paul O'Grady's not dressing in anything anymore, God
love
him.
No, but he doesn't. He doesn't dress in drag.
He's dead!
What?
He's dead.
No, he's not.
He is dead.
I literally saw him on telly the other day. He was holding a puppy in his hands. Like, aren't you a pity boy? Aren't you a pity boy? How are you? Let me give you
a little bit respectful. Paul O'Grady passed away.
No, he didn't.
He's dead.
He was. I saw him on a TV show last week, and he was in a cats and dogs home. He's like, I think I'll take you home with me. You are a very pity dog. You're a very pity dog, you are.
But he's dead.
The dog is dead. No, the dog was alive. So he's not disrespectful to say someone's... No, you're more disrespectful saying he's dead when he's alive.
He's not!
He was in a cats and dogs home.
Yeah, that was obviously filmed.
I want to pet you on the back of your head, so I do.
Sorry, did it bypass you?
Hey, Chuck.
He's actually dead over 2 years.
I'm not buying that.
28th of March, 2023.
I'm not buying that. Fake news. Anyway, even Paul O'Grady, you won't see Paul O'Grady in drag anymore. There was a time
because he's dead.
No, he's not. Paul O'Grady used to dress up as, what was his name?
Lily Savage.
Welcome to Blankety Blank. How are you, Chuck? How are you, Chuck?
But now he's dead.
He knows that something's stuck in the back of his throat. How are you, Chuck? So Paul O'Grady realised after 1990, yeah, that the drag thing is a bit passé, yeah?
Yeah.
And he left it. That's where it should be left. Now, I'm disgusted. I'll be ringing my hotel, actually, post.
Sorry, Paul Brady says...
can he not just change that back to Paul Brady? Like, we know who you are, you spa. Like, seriously. Anyway, he's fooling nobody with your Paul Brady.
He's as dead as your hairline.
So he's very much alive. He's very much alive.
No, poor old Paul.
I didn't know he was
did you not?
Dead. Sorry, how would I know?
Well, it was big news when he died.
Big news.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not the point. Paul O'Grady doesn't dress in drag anymore.
Because God love him, he's passed away.
I stopped doing that in 1990, so I did.
So what, you want drag acts banned?
Okay, you can stop texting in about Paul O'Grady being dead. Nobody cares.
He clearly does care.
All I'm saying is, well, why is Virgin Media showing shows of him alive?
Because they were filmed before he died.
No, I get that, but stop showing programmes with dead presenters. So, my problem with drag, just can we focus on drag queens? Yeah.
The hotel you're going to, you booked it because there was a drag act every Tuesday.
No, I didn't. I wouldn't have booked it. So every Tuesday they're doing a drag act and I find it lame entertainment.
And your kids are going to love it. They will absolutely love it.
Well, they did. Last year on holidays, we went to a bar because it was supposed to be an 80s night. I was like, oh yeah.
Why would you bring your kids to an 80s night?
Oh, my kids love the 80s. My son loves the Communards.
Oh,
yes.
Really? That's very interesting.
Oh, it's not. He's a big fan of the Communards.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he loves that song. Don't leave me this
Probably
way.
Probably an Erasure fan as well, is he?
No, he doesn't like Erasure. He likes... Oh, I see what you're getting at.
Yeah, yeah.
No, because he loves Dua Lipa as well.
Oh.
Yeah, so don't...
Anyway, what are you bringing your kids to an 80s night for?
Because it's their holiday.
That's like your granny and granddad bringing you to a rock and roll night when you were a kid. No! It's old fashioned shit.
My granny and your granddad used to bring me to the big band, show band nights.
That's my point.
Yeah. So anyway, we were at this night that we thought was going to be an 80 night. And the next minute the curtain pulls back. This woman pulls back her curtains.
Okay, yeah.
And I said, oh, this is
in front of the kids.
Sorry. So we're sitting, we sat at the front row because it was like, it's going to be a great night.
Yeah.
The next minute woman, inverted commas, this woman decides to open her curtains.
Yeah.
Right in my face.
Yeah. And in front of everybody.
Well, no, but I was front row.
But so the curtains not open by themselves. She had to open them.
All you see is two hands.
Yeah.
And next to me, you see her pulling open her curtains. I was like, oh, what's going on here? Now, I haven't been at a show since the 80s where a woman pulled open her own curtains. It's a bar in Amsterdam.
Oh, right, yeah.
You've been there.
I know. Yeah.
Great bar. Yeah. Amstel. Serves Amstel.
So go on anyway, will you?
And it turns out that
Amstel is a Belgian beer.
No, it's not. It's from Amsterdam.
It's not.
The clue is in the name, you fool. No. Amsteldam.
No.
Yep.
Go on anyway.
Sorry, was it Holsten?
Heineken is from Amsterdam, you fool.
Thank you. And it turns out that this is only last June. And it's a bloody man pretended to be Shirley Bassey. And he walks out, yeah?
How are you? The minute you walk in the joint, hey, big spender.
And Luke is looking at the stage going, what the fuck? Well, he doesn't curse, but I'm saying that for him. And Luke is looking going, what the fuck is this, daddy? But he doesn't curse.
That you know of.
And I
he probably does when he's out in the street.
Really?
Just saying, yeah.
So my kid isn't a street kid like yours.
He hangs out with all his mates.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you probably... And I said, Luke, let's give the drag queen. I tried to explain to him. He's like, why does the woman have an Adam's apple?
Well, Luke actually knows what an Adam's apple is.
Of course he does.
Well,
yeah.
Has he got one already?
Yes.
How are you,
he does have it. So I had to explain to him during the show. Some men think that it's entertaining to dress up as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And which woman is this supposed to be? And actually, the name that the drag act, actually, you can look it up on YouTube. Yeah. Charlene. Instead of Shirley Bassey, Charlene Bassey. Because obviously they can't use the name. So Charlene Bassey, yeah?
Yeah.
Who was 28-year-old Barry from Stockport, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Is singing on the stage. And it's just like... And then Barry from Stockport breaks into Goldfinger. And I'm like, Goldfinger my arse. Oh, sorry, I don't mean finger my arse. Well, that's Barry's cup of tea. But Goldfinger my arse. Like, what's entertaining about that? Those songs were meant to be sung by women. And what's entertaining about a man singing a Charlene Bassey? Are you listening, Charlene? You ruined my fucking holiday. I just had to get that off my chest.
And then you went and booked a hotel that has a drag act every week.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't look at the entertainment. Mm. It's only every Tuesday. That's all it is.
Okay.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.